What would prompt Mukit Hussain to become a goat farmer? He points to his two young daughters and what he saw as an overemphasis on material life.
It was mostly about designer clothes. It was about conspicuous consumption. It was about boyfriends and girlfriends. And for a 5-6-year-old to think in those terms, I think, is quite dangerous. It's not a good thing. So we decided that we are going to move further south to a farm.
Hussain moved here to start a new career with a mission: to provide the 300,000 American Muslims in Northern Virginia with organic halal meat, free of hormones and chemicals, using a special diet.
I feed them mostly grass and hay, and I actually try to purchase hay from local farmers, especially the ones who use natural fertilizer.
Hussain says he does most of the farm work himself, raising the animals, feeding and treating them. And he says halal means not only slaughtering animals according to the Islamic teachings, but also treating them kindly.
The same kind of care and attention that one gives to pets, I think, should be given to the animals that you're raising.
Hussain had no previous experience with rural life before becoming a farmer himself, but he says he's optimistic about his new business. Besides the growing market among Muslim Americans for halal meat, he says there also is a broader demand for organic, healthy food among other Americans.
And I think I have more demand right now than I can keep up with. My big problem is not finding the customers. My big problem is building up my capacity.
Hussain says he is winning customers from big health food chains and building a good reputation in halal stores like this one.
All Muslims, they insist the halal meat. We offer them the goat, lamb, beef, veal, all kind of halal meat, those who are available, means here in America.
Hussain's wife, Sabrina, also works on the farm. She says the move was the healthiest decision they have ever made, especially for their children.
They don't talk about, you know, what nice brand shoes you got at school, but they talk about, you know, what 4-H activity they're going to do. It's a very different approach to life, and very quiet, and I think it's very peaceful.
What is over there?
Muhammad Chinawi, VOA News.